Blog Talk Radio.
Love yours. Love yours. No such thing.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing, no such thing.
Heart beating fast, let a nigga know that he alive. Fake niggas mad, snakes in the grass, let a nigga know that he arrived. Don't be sleeping on your level, cause it's beauty in the struggle, nigga.
Beauty
goes for all y'all. It's beauty in the struggle, nigga.
Beauty.
Yeah. It's beauty in the struggle, ugliness in the success. Hear my words and listen to my signal of distress. I grew up in the city and know sometimes we had less. Compared to some of my niggas down the block, man, we were blessed. And life can't be no fairy tale, no once upon a time. But I be goddamn if a nigga don't be trying. So tell me, mama, please, why you be drinking all the time? Cause all the pain he brought you still linger in your mind. Cause pain still lingers on mine. On the road to riches, listen, this is what you find. The good news is, nigga, you came a long way. The bad news is, nigga, you went the wrong way. Think being broke was better.
A life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Think being broke was better.
A life that's better than yours.
No being broke was better.
No such thing.
For what's money without happiness? Or hard times without the people you love? Though I'm not sure what's about to happen next. I ask for strength from the Lord up above, cause I've been strong so far, but I can feel my grip loosening. Quick, do something before you lose it for good. Get it back and use it for good, and touch the people how you did like before. I'm tired of living with demons cause they always inviting more. Think being broke was better. Now I don't mean that phrase with no disrespect to all my niggas out there living in debt. Cash and minimal checks. Turn on the TV, see a nigga Rolex, and fantasize about a life with no stress. I mean this shit sincerely. And as a nigga who was once in your shoes, living with nothing to lose, I hope one day you hear me. Always gonna be a bigger house somewhere, but nigga, feel me. Long as the people in that motherfucker love you dearly. Always gonna be a whip that's better than the one you got. Always gonna be some clothes that's fresher than the ones you rock. Always gonna be a bitch that's better out there on the tours. But you ain't never gonna be happy till you love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing, no such thing.
Heart beating fast, let a nigga know that he alive. Fake niggas mad, snakes in the grass, let a nigga know that he arrived.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to Financial Freedom University. It's your host, Ms. Kelly Soma, your professor, and I'm excited for today's class session. We are back, you guys, from spring break. Hope you guys had a nice little break off. Hope you didn't miss me too much, but we are back in full action, and Financial Freedom University is definitely taking off. I'm definitely excited to announce our new times, new dates, which will be on the Wednesdays at 7 o'clock p.m., that's Pacific Standard Time. That will be 10 o'clock if you're in the East Coast as well. Guests can always call in at 347-989-8849. And shout out to my guests right now and in the chat. I see you, I hear you. Thank you for tuning in class, and I hope you do have your notepads ready, because we have a very exciting class session and topic with which we're going to focus on today, which actually that's the name of the show today is focus. What I'd like to say is focus is follow one course until successful, right? That's what I've been doing. That's been my main objective, which actually is changing thousands of people's lives, which has been my mission and vision since I started my radio career back in November. And that's just always been my main goal, is to help change people's lives by having them focus on themselves, by being successful. And that's all it takes, and that's what it is, right? So that's what we're going to tune in and focus on first. We're then also going to talk to my really, really great guest. Yes, we have a very, very full house today, and I'm excited. We're going to be listening to one of my really great business partners, successors, one of my leading generals, actually, in my business, Mr. Arnoud. He'll also be a guest speaker class for today. Just so you guys know a little bit about him, I won't go into too much. He's a 30-year-old Army veteran. He completed one tour in Iraq. He was born and raised in the small town of Indiana. Of course, he went through some very hard times, you know, trying to get over a recession and coming back from a war. You know, you can only imagine. But, of course, Arnoud persevered through homelessness, bouncing around. He's been able to focus on himself, have that tunnel vision, have that faith, and he is now 2 years strong in the network marketing industry and is a straight boss, yes. So I'm excited. We're going to hear from my freedom leader, Mr. Arnoud. We're going to focus on today's topic, which I'd like to say, of course, is focus. So I'm excited, of course, yes, yes. So before we do, I'll go on a little quick break. I do always like to go on a recess, but before we do, I'd like my guests and my classmates to know a little bit about your professor, Ms. Callie Fomer, right? Where did I come from? Where did this show come from? Where did this all start, right? Well, let me tell you, I have a background and a degree in human resourcing and business. I work full-time in the banking industry as well, full-time 40-hour worker, yeah, right? And it's funny, people ask me, did you go to broadcasting school or what? No. You see, the way God has his plan set up, I don't ask. I just know with the law of attraction, things happen. And that's pretty much what happened with my show. Last year, I really took a dart, you guys. I'm getting into my story, and I'm going to try to make a long story longer, right? Now, I won't make it too long for you, just in case you heard it before. I'll make it quick. Here's a little bit about my story. I was getting off and stating I started my career show, my radio show career, I'm sorry, back in November of last year. My friend presented me with an opportunity to, of course, get my vision across because I got into the wonderful industry of network marketing. And I could do YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, but I figured why not do something different and get my voice across a different way. So boom, that happened, right? And my main reason as to why I really turned into doing something different is because I was becoming too familiar. I was in my familiar zone, a.k.a. the comfort zone, where people just remain comfortable, no challenges in life. I wasn't pursuing what I can be. I wasn't being the best Miss Callie Fomer that I can be. You know, as I stated going back, I'm 24 years young. I've been in the financial banking industry for the past 4 years, and it's been pretty lucrative for a 24-year-old, but I knew I saw myself, I didn't want to be a part of the 40-40 club. And no, I'm not talking about Jay-Z. I'm talking about working 40 hours for the next 40 years and end up retiring only off 40% of my income. Yeah, no. I'm sure you know people who it's happened to. You see your parents, grandparents, friends, relatives, where they get stuck into that club, and into that club, and I'm not trying to be a part of that. So what did I do? I decided to focus. I decided to follow one course until I became successful, which I'm still in the process of being successful. Success is every day. It's something that you never give up on being successful. That's something that you keep focusing on doing. In the path of doing so, that's when you get to find your greatness. You really get to really, really tap into your greatness. And in doing so and focusing, making sure, I know, class, get your notes. I'm going into one of my tangents. And when I do, I drop some knowledge. So just listen to this, you guys. People have been asking me, Ifoma, how are you on TMZ? How are you on the Oscars? How are you in the Grammys? How are you making this extra money? And I'm going to tell you those secrets today on my show. If you just listen, I'm going to say something that's very important first. When you want something, you have to be willing to pay your dues. You have to know that you have to make the greatest investment, and that's in yourself, okay? So that's what I did first, is I took time to to really get into myself. If you talked to me 2 years ago, a year ago, you probably would be like, who is this Ufoma? And that's what I would be happy to hear, because change is important. Why would I want to live the same 75 years the same way every year? That's not what life is about. I wouldn't be writing a different chapter. I wouldn't be able to motivate, empower, to have my show, to get my vision and to my mission across. I wouldn't be able to do so. But I decided to step on the other side of fear. Fear is what holds a lot of people back. That's what keeps people from losing focus. And you guys, this is all fear is, real. Let me tell you guys a story. When I first started my radio show, I was scared to death. I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning and I cried and I prayed. My brother came to me on my show, and as soon as the time went on, the mic goes on, the fear goes away. And that's why I know for sure it's just false evidence appearing real, right? So, yes, I'm definitely going to also, when we get back, I didn't mean to go on that long of a tangent. I do apologize. I do apologize, Cass. I want you guys to know who I am. From the hardy, guardy, from the gritty, to know who I am from the real. I keep my show, I keep my class real. I have no fakeness about it. I have a message that I want to tell people. If you're not going to do it, I'm going to do it, right? So, yes, I don't want to talk too much before, you know, I can go on a rampage about more. But, of course, I want you guys to get your notepads. I want you guys to get your iPad, your notebooks, your pen, sharpened, everything, to stay tuned and hear about this great show that we have here planned for you and dropping some knowledge, okay, you guys? So we'll be right back, so stay tuned.
Well, sometimes I'm out of and I look across the water. And I think of all the things in my head I've seen a picture. And I come home, well, my body is in a mess. And I feel your tender head. And the weather is like today. Won't you come on over?
Come on over and stop making a fool out of me. Oh, I don't.
So I packed it up and brought it back to the crib. Just a little something for you how we live. Everybody funny, but it ain't that serious. That's that shit. So if you don't do it, do it just like this. Wow, the crowd is. Don't keep this sound fly, my salad. I don't see why I need a salad. When I stop so much, I can speak Italian. I don't know, I just want it better for my kids. And I ain't saying we was from the project, but every time I want to lay away all the projects, I gotta close your eyes. You know, like Will Smith in his son. And I ain't talking about the rich ones. Cause every summer, he ain't get some brand new and great team to get this one. And I don't know what he did for those fans. I think he did. When he packed it up and brought it back to the crib. Just a little something to figure how we live. Everything I wanted, man, it seems so sad. That's that shit. We don't do it, do it just like this.
Champions. We are champions, okay, you guys? And I'm excited. Let's get the show on the road, okay? So I know you guys are tuning in. I have stated, of course, if you've been following my journey as far as in November, the past 4 months, as I stated, not only do I work full-time in the making industry, 40 hours a week, I'm up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm back at home, yes, yes. I work full-time as well, too, but in doing so on part-time, I've been able to generate a part-time income. And by part-time, I mean I'm able to generate an extra source of income on top of what I was already earning, okay? And I like to always gear back to the average employer, employee, receives an average raise of about, 2 to 5%. And that's, you know, what I got in my job as well, too, a nice little 2 to 5% raise, but that ain't paying bills enough, okay? So that's when I said, as I stated, I started to look outside and generate and create alternative sources of income. And it's been a really great experience. And people now want to know, Ifoma, what is it exactly that you're doing? I want to learn how I'm able to create extra income. I want to be financially free. Well, let me tell you my little story about how I started. I got into the realm of network marketing last year, where I was in my first network marketing company, Wake Up Now, and I definitely thank it for everything that I've learned to be the person I am today. I had the ups and downs. I didn't have leaders. I had leaders. I tried everything, made money, didn't make money, but I stuck it through, right? Fast forward to November. I had always been wanting to learn stocks for a long time, but you know, I truly had nowhere to start. I didn't know where to start. You know, I work in the financial industry. I see, either you have a lot of money in the bank for financial experts to come after you, or you pay thousands of dollars to pay a market expert to teach you how to trade and better manage your money, right? So I'm thinking, okay, yeah, I won't have to worry about that until I'm 50, 60. Why would I want to wait to build my wealth in my financial future, right? So, of course, I got introduced by my mentors, who, of course, are top 6- and 7-figure earners in the company. I was introduced to some millionaire market experts. And what is it that they have that got me to where I want to be? They have a 40 years plus experience in the stock industry, okay? What they've done is they've designed a financial education platform that teaches not only people how to trade, but to be financially well, to be financially fit, okay? We have a model where we bring Wall Street to your street, okay? And that's what we were able to do, and that's what I thought it evolved with. I got involved with having my millionaire market expert advise me on how to trade. I'm talking about telling me through an email alert, this is the trade that we're going to enter in. You're going to watch this video, learn, place the trade, and watch your money grow. Hello. That's an easy win-win situation. You know, I'm able to dedicate an hour a week to place a trade. And if you can dedicate an hour, you can be successful in the markets, okay? What are we about? Wealth Generators, we're all about helping your money work for you, okay? Sure, everyone talks about putting their money to work, but what do you really do about it? I know if you want to invest, it takes a lot of time, a lot of knowledge, a lot of nerves of steel to weather the ups and downs of the market until now. Wealth Generators, what do we do? I'd even say the company, we help people generate wealth, duh, right? And we help anyone from people who are trading experts to those who've never been in the market before. We look for people who want to be financially free, who are looking to better manage their money. We're trying to teach people how to find money, grow their money when they find out about it, and keep it through taxes. You shouldn't have to pay more than you have to, right? How do we do that? How are we able to have people prosper in the market? Well, the key is to follow the leaders, okay? If Michael Jordan was training you on how to be a Michael Jordan basketball player, you're going to go to the training. You're going to listen to the expert, right? You're not going to listen to some Joe Schmo down the street. You're going to want to listen to Michael Jordan, right? That's what we have here. And what do? To simply follow their stock alerts, be consistent, and prosper. If you're in school, think of this. It would have been as if you were taking an open book test and you have all the answers sent to you in a newsletter ahead of time. Hello. So, you know, and a part of that, as I stated, how was I able to generate the income that I've earned a part-time? It's because you're able to start being an independent small business owner. I'm going to say that again. You're able to be a small business owner with no overhead. What do? You allow your efforts as far as leveraging other people's efforts to work towards your business. Plus, as I stated, you get the tax benefits of having your own business, okay? So the mixture between our unique combination of founder experts and our executive team is what makes all of this possible. So what all you have to do is generate wealth, follow, prosper, share, and it's that simple. And that's all I've done. Is it really that easy, Ifoma? You mean to tell me all you do is place trades and you're able to grow your money? Yes, you guys. I've learned through this journey that we make life a lot harder than what it needs to be. It definitely does not have to be as hard as we make it, okay? So keep it simple. Follow the experts. Do what they do and follow the system. Surround yourself, number one, which is key, and also how I was able to achieve the success is I surrounded myself around people who I wanted to be like. I surrounded myself around key individuals who had what I want and the great best possibilities of doing so, my mentors is who I followed. So that's number one. Going back to the subject of my show, focus. You need to focus and wipe out the distractions that may come your way. I'm talking about the boyfriends, the girlfriends, the partying every night, the watching unnecessary TV. You got to focus and have complete tunnel vision on yourself. You know, you put 40 hours into someone else. Why not put the same 40 hours into your own business to invest in yourself and grow, okay? It can be done, and I'm living proof that you can do it. You know, I know I hear about, not enough time, I don't have the money. Perfect. This business is for people who don't have time or the money because that's what we do. We help people generate that wealth. We help people find the time in which you want to become financially free. And being financially free, I believe, is having the time freedom to do what you want without having to worry about a bill in the mail because you have more checks coming through. Having more assets than liabilities, you know. And it all starts with remaining focused, following one course until successful. And my course that I'm following is being financially free, and I've kept it still. Of course, I've had the ups, I've had the downs of course, being financially free, but is it worth it? Yes. Do I lose sleep? Yes. Have I lost friends? Yes. But it's a part of life. If anybody is meant to be by your side, they will still continue to be there, number one. But you got to weed those negative people out, because negativity, all it does, it disempowers you, especially if you listen to the negativity that's in the world. What you need to do is give yourself the positive stuff that empowers you, okay? One of the most essential things you need to do for yourself is to choose a goal, okay? Choose a goal that is important to you. Perfection does not exist, but you can always do better and you can always grow. Life has no limitations except the ones you make, okay? The only thing that's separating you from your goals is you at the end of the day. You don't get in life what you want. You get in life what you are and what you do, okay? And the object of life is to shoot for the moon, because guess what? Even if you miss, you'll land among the stars, okay? I always like to say, I used to say the sky is the limit, but no. The universe is limitless, right? There should be no objections. There should be nothing stopping you. And the only thing that can really stop you is yourself. So focus. Once again, follow one course until successful. Focus on the positive people in your life. Focus on your goals. Focus on helping people. Focus on aspiring to get to that next level. Focus on generating wealth for your future kids to help others do the same thing as well. And have the tunnel vision against any negativity or things that are not boosting or helping your life. Okay, you guys, so we are going to go on a really, really quick break. I'm having a little bit of some systems issues going on. I don't know what's going on, but it's all good. We keep it pushing. We'll be right back, you know. And we're going to play a little bit of that Kanye West. I always like to play the song New Slave, because I feel sometimes we can be enslaved to the materialistic things that go on in the world, to the non-important things. And I always feel that Kanye West has a bigger and a larger mission. So we'll be right back, and when we come back, we'll be listening to Mr. Arnold, our hot guest from straight from Indiana. We're going to have a live interview from him, so stay tuned.
My mama was raised in the era when clean water was only served to the fair skin. Doing close, you would have thought I had help, but it wasn't satisfied unless I picked the cotton myself. You see, it's broke, nigga, racing left that don't touch anything in the soap. And it's rich, nigga, racing left that come in free by mouth. What you want? A Bentley, fur coat, a diamond chain? All you say, we're all the same thing. You can only be angry. Spinning everything on Alexander Wang, you play. See it later. But I'd rather be a dick than a swallower. You see it later, and it's followers.
All right, you guys, we're back. I apologize for the music and the quality today. We got to keep it pushing. You know, a professional always keeps it pushing, right? But we'll fix it. We'll fix the kinks next week. But nonetheless, we are going to come back and focus on our topic, as I stated, following one course until successful. And it looks like we have our guest that is calling in. I just want to make sure, Arnold, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to Financial Freedom University, Arnold. Go ahead and take the stage. I definitely am excited
that
you're in today. I'm doing pretty awesome. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. It's kind of rainy here in Minnesota. I thought it was a tornado.
Oh, it is. Oh, it's raining out there, and I can't say the same. Well, it's a little dark now, but it was sunny today in California. Well, Arnaud, so that you're not strangers to class and to the guests, can you let everyone know a little bit about yourself?
Hello, everybody. My name is Arnaud Widget, and as you heard, I'm a 30-year-old Army veteran from a small town called Muncie, Indiana. Pretty sure a lot of people haven't even heard of that place. And, you know, and so I stumbled across the network marketing industry about 2013. For a lot of us, you know, I was very skeptical. I was really skeptical about how being into the network marketing industry would be like, because all you hear is that word, pyramid scheme, right? Right.
Right.
And so pretty much, what's that?
Oh, no, keep going. Sorry, I was just agreeing with
okay.
you. Sorry, keep going.
But I was just an average person, you know, I mean, in high school, you know, didn't really graduate in high school in time, you know, and so I went to the Army, and that's how that all came across, because I was really trying to empower my life somehow. But I actually ran to network marketing when I actually hit a rock bottom in life, and, you know, we all actually go through those type of things in life, and I was just getting online. I was looking for a way out. I was really trying to look for a way out because I felt like at a certain time in my life that college, I just felt like I really didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. I didn't stumble
right.
from criminal justice to business and just all types of stuff. And I had so many passions that I was passionate about. So when I went across it, you know, man, I found this company called MCA. I don't know, a lot of people don't even know what that company is, but that was my first taste of it. And when I first got my first sale online, I was really shocked, you know, because I was like, you mean tell me this is real? Like, this is really real? And so, and I'm telling you, like, this is like, I invested in a lot of stuff, you know, marketing and information on how to promote a business online. I'm telling you, I didn't spend a lot of money trying to financially empower my life. And over the 2 years, you know, I learned so much stuff, you know, and I feel like I just wanted to find a way to share that with the world. But the biggest problem was, I would have to say, trying to be financially independent was my mindset. It really wasn't, I really wasn't all the way there. I thought I was. People that I was bringing into my business, you know, they wasn't doing what they was doing. And so I was trying to be a manager. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't looking for people that was being leaders, you know? And so I was doing a lot and I was getting frustrated. And of course I quit, you know, I quit for like, I don't know, a couple months, you know what I mean? Trying to regain my strength, my composure. Because, you know, I've been through a lot, you know. I've been homeless. Being homeless veteran, that is probably like the most, the thing that I really hate the most, because it really shouldn't be any veterans on the street homeless. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't want to talk about as far as, you know, the womanly issues that I went through in my life. I just know that when you don't have...
Distraction?
Right, just distraction, because, you know, when you don't have a supportive spouse that's looking at a goal that you have in mind, it's really hard for them to, you know what I mean? It's really hard for them to understand it, you know? And so you really got to take their advice as well, you know, and I really didn't. I thought I knew everything, you know what I mean? But back to the story at hand, you know, yeah, being a homeless veteran, where was I at? Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Network marketing.
Wait, I got to stop you right there. Wait, so during this time of everything, you also were homeless. Please proceed. How did you find the strength to continue? Because I'm sure people remaining homeless may feel that there's no hope or they lose all hope. So what did you do? Well, I guess that's where you're getting into right now, right? Go ahead and finish. How did you get out of being homeless?
I think the main thing that helped me get out of me being homeless is just never quitting. Like, I feel like, you know, I went to Iraq and, you know, and I thank God that I came back alive. But I think the thing that really got me through was pretty much, I would say God first, you know, But other than that, it was just pretty much trying to figure out exactly what got me here. What really got me to the point where I didn't have anything and I wasn't moving anywhere in my life. And it all revolved around my mindset. I really felt like that's what it was. And another thing, the people that I was associating myself with who thought, you know what I mean, that the way reality was that, you know, the things that they tell you, get a job, go to school. And for me, I just felt like, you know, during the I came back during the recession, I was just like, that's not it's not working for me. So, and so I actually, when I was home, I picked up this book called New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. I don't know if you guys really read that book before, but that right there that book pretty much changed my life because it made me understand about the way we think and the way we are as human beings, that we're always coming with different theories about how life should be and how this should be, and we always want to be right. You know what I mean? He pretty much nailed it on the head for me. Right there, I had my first epiphany or my first awakening that, you know what, I can create anything I want to. I see what's going on. It was like a mental clarity of giving me a purpose, of understanding what my purpose was. And I feel like my purpose was to help people understand their self-conscious, you know, to understand that they are the creators of their life, of their financial independence. And I feel like that was my goal in life. I feel like that was just my calling. And so ever since then, you know, like I thank network marketing because it really is the personal development business. And it's really all about relationships that you really build with people. And I feel like we all just like sometimes when we first get started, we just have that shiny object syndrome. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
And so, you know what I mean? I just feel like we're all always addicted to what the outcome may be, but we forget to just build those relationships and be real and transparent, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's pretty much my story because, you know, I feel like the wealth consciousness that we have right now is that our consciousness is so programmed with so many things out there that we can't even think about what our own purpose is, you know?
That is so true. I definitely agree. That's what I decided the focus of this show is called Focus. Follow one course until successful. And I feel that, as you were talking about, a lot of people are brainwashed. Like you said, you know, we're taught go to school to get a job, and you end up getting the job to pay for school, you know. And you really, people live the life where you just have to live to work, to pay the bills, and people become comfortable, or what I like to say, the familiar zone. So when you step out of that zone, when you step out of that fear, when you change your mindset, like you said, I'm sure that's when you saw your life start to change, right? Can you attest to that?
Yes, that's really when my life, my life really started to change. You know, I had to really direct my focus on what I was trying to create in my life, or, you know what I mean, on what, you know, what my vision was. And that was part of my vision. It was helping people become more self-conscious, you know. And so, you know, I created a brand, you know, building a brand online. It's not the easiest thing to do, you know what I mean, because, for one, you know, your mind gets caught up on, I got to do this, I got to be perfect, I got to do it like this, you know what I mean? I had a problem with that. I had a problem,
right.
Just wanted to do everything perfect. And, you know what I mean, it was just really hard because how am I going to compete with some of these big guys? You know what I mean? How am I going to compete with some of them and their brands, you know? And of course, you know, I was stubborn, hard-headed, never didn't want to listen to people that were more successful than me. And, you know, I mean, we all go through those things because we all are trying to play that same game. We all want to be a beast, right?
Right.
But, you know, I mean, the most important thing is we got to have gratitude, and we also got to understand that there's people that been where we at, and we got to respect that. You know what I mean? They're trying to reach out to us. They're trying to leave us clues. You know what I mean? And I feel like sometimes we forget that as well, you know, an attitude of gratitude. Yeah.
It is the truth, especially I feel like the younger generation, like you said, kind of feel like we know everything. We don't want to listen to the people who've been there before. But then that's when you go through it and you see that life, you'd be like, oh, shit, I should have listened, right? Oh, excuse my language. But I feel, but that's the thing as well, too. I love that, you know, you brought it up as far as branding. Little guy or not, you know, you start off with a brand and you become that brand, and that's, you never know who you inspire or who you'll spark. So, I mean, I would like to give this tip. When it comes to branding, keep doing what you're doing. Go on all the social networks, because we are in the new times, by the way. How do you feel, I'm going to ask you, as far as your business and how you work your business, how important are you to use social media?
Oh, man, social media is, man, all I got to say is that every time you use social media, it gives you the ability to, like, instantly connect with somebody, okay? Like, if you're really trying to connect with somebody, connect with them on social media. And another thing is, stop being, again, the shiny object syndrome. Get that out of your mind and connect with that person. Go reach out to that person. It doesn't matter how big you are, how much credibility you got. Go out there and reach out to that person, because that is what social media is for. It's social networking. It's, you know, building relationships. And so it's very crucial when building your brand, because people are going to be aware about what you offer, what you're all about. You know, I mean, and pretty much just letting people know exactly that, you know, you're a real person too as well. That's important too. I see a lot of these brands out here, or people breaking these brands, and it's just like there's no person there. You know what I mean? It's just like a picture.
Right.
That's it.
Exactly. That's what with the importance, like you said, building relationships, because people are looking for authentic, especially being on the online, people are looking for authentic people. So if you can present that over the phone and be personable, not over the phone, but online, being personable, because that's in this day and age, you're meeting people online all the time, but building the connection is so powerful. And people don't understand, like you said, it just takes you reaching out. You never know if they write you back, it's their loss. If they do write you back, hey, you guys both win. So, I mean, that's – and I have a question for you. As far as being successful, what would you give – what are the top three skills that are needed to be successful as an entrepreneur and to keep your business growing? What would you say are the top three skills to have?
For one, I think one of the most important skills that you need to know is marketing, online marketing. Mm-hmm. Because the thing is, if you're not keeping up with it – or mastering a certain avenue of marketing, you're going to get left in the dust. And pretty much if you don't have a blog, learn how to blog. Don't make it so complicated. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just easily work that process into what you're doing and just be consistent with it. And over time, you know what I mean, you'll get consistent. But other than that, that's what you should have. You should learn marketing, online marketing, and you should have a blog. And I would say another thing, it's running a business, a second part of business, is learn how to know the structure of a business. Know what a limited liability corporation is. Know what, S corporation. You need to know these things about your business, because the IRS is definitely looking at you when you're filing your business, and so is the Attorney General.
Yep.
You definitely understand that, you know. That's why I'm glad I got taxed by it again.
And, right.
You know, because
oh,
really,
man.
Entrepreneurs, they get all types of write-offs. And so you want to make sure you have the right type of business entity to run your business. And if you got to start small. You can't just have this big business and get this big loan, and then go out there and go start office space. Because if you do, and you don't have no plan, then you're pretty much going to plan to fail. And so what you want to do is make sure that you have the proper business entity and just start small from the home. And I would say the third one, go to networking events. I think that is probably one of the things that a lot of people don't do, or they're scared to do, is go to networking events, because you get intimidated that you're just starting a business, right? And people, they look at you, they're trying to figure out how successful you are. You go in there, also, you got a LinkedIn profile, okay, and they're looking at all your credibility. They're looking at your degree, or they're looking at all this stuff. Mm-hmm. They're trying to figure you out. They're trying to see mm-hmm. what your track record is. But for you starting out, you know, I mean, you need to just let them know that, hey, I'm starting a business. Just be real with them because they've been there. They've been there where you've been at. You know what I mean? And if they know that you're trying to build your business, they're going to help you because entrepreneurs really do understand entrepreneurs when they're struggling.
Yep. And that is the truth. And just,
yes. It was crazy because when I first went to my networking event, you know, I was it's called the Golden Valley Golf Club. It's in Minnesota. And all these guys out here, they have, like, you know, successful businesses. And me, you know, I just got a home-based business. You know, I don't have all this success and all these friends. And, you know, I felt very uncomfortable. And so I just left. You know what I mean? I cracked. I felt like I could not tell them anything. You know what I mean? I feel like I could not relate. But, you know what I mean? Now I just learned from that experience. Like, if I do that, you know what I mean, I'm never going to learn. I'm never going to learn how to have a better social circle. And it's good for your spiritual well-being, too. Get yourself around people that are like-minded, like you are, and have, you know what I mean, have goals in life. They have some type of, you know what I mean, they want to do more in life. You know what I mean? And I feel like entrepreneurs do. They're the reason why. They're the reason why that we do what we do. Just like Target, all these, everything. They created that from an idea.
Exactly.
So I just feel like the more people get around that have the same ideas, you know, it's just great. It's a great experience.
It is. It's a law of association, you know. If you hang around five broke people, you'll be the sixth. The law of association is so powerful. I mean, surrounding yourself, and that's so funny that you brought up as far as going to network marketing event. I'm sorry. My brother and I, we actually went one for the first time as well, too. And I think, like you said, people get intimidated because there's big shots there, all of this. But at the end of the day, it all just goes on your posture and your confidence. You know, who cares if there are big shots? I can say, well, hey, I'm surrounding myself around 6 and 7 figure earners. They're my mentors, and I'm going to be a big shot as well, too. I'm going to follow what they do. So it's just the people got to step outside of the fear. I think that's what stops people also from pursuing their dreams. And all fear is just false evidence appearing real, okay? People got to get there. When you step on the other side of fear, you see anything is possible. Impossible has the words "I'm possible" in there. People just have to dig deep, like Les Brown. We all have greatness within us, and it just takes people taking the time to invest in themselves, to focus on themselves, and find the things that really matter. You attract all those things in your life, and you can keep focusing on that. That's how I feel. I mean, as far as your life will prosper more. That's just me, hey. But that's helping you. I have a question for you as well, too. As far as when it comes to some of the failures that I know you had kind of brought it up earlier when you were speaking about yourself, what are some of the failures that you saw in network marketing, and how did that help you grow?
I'll say some of the failures I saw in network marketing, mine was pretty much trying to pretty much say that I know everything about network marketing. Pretty much I thought that since, you know, I had a lot of direct sales jobs and everything, I was like, oh, I got this. You know, I know everything about network marketing, blah, 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 okay? And so so you want to know exactly what I learned from the failures. And so with that experience, I just learned that you got to understand how to duplicate. You had to learn how to duplicate your success, and you got to learn how to duplicate a system that the new person can use or, you know what I mean, that can duplicate. Because it's not about you. It's not about you. It's about the value you're putting out there and the value that you're giving to them. And that's what I learned a lot. I learned that creating value is probably the most, probably one of the biggest nuggets I ever learned or aha moments I ever had, you know. And that's why I'm working on a lot of projects. You know what I mean? I don't want to reveal them right now, but they're going to come out.
Yeah, okay.
And I would say another thing is another failure I learned just understanding, having a thick skin and being able to, like, hold your ground, perseverance. And so I think that's another thing that we need to learn how to do. We just need to learn how to just be ourselves, because we're going to get all types of blows in life, you know what I mean? But once you quit, you know what I mean, you're never going to get there. And so right. I learned that whatever happens, do not quit. If you got something that you really focus on, you don't know how to do it, and it got messed up, just do it again. That's the thing about entrepreneurs. They quit. Some of them do quit, you know, when you first start out. But quitting, I learned not how to quit. That's probably like the biggest thing, is never quit. And that's it right there. You know, I mean, that's about it right there, because those are the two biggest things.
Yes, because I feel like we
want it so bad.
No, keep going. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you want it so bad. And like you said, some people can get so excited, and then after a month or two, they don't see success, and it's like, oh, this doesn't work. But, like, if you go start up a restaurant business, some people, it takes 7 years for them to see a profit. So, you know, people really have to, like you said, don't quit. Be in it for the long run. You know, people are so quick to quit on stuff. It's just like you said, persevere. And self-development, I don't know about you, but that helped me extend my life in network marketing, because if times are down, self-development is so, so key. What do you feel about self-development? What are some great self-development books or that you can give as advice that are some of your favorites?
Let's see here. I'll have to say Think and Grow Rich is probably my favorite, because it really tells you exactly what the 13 steps are you need to use to be more wealth conscious. And it is a strategy, or pretty much a state of mind, pretty much, that a lot of people have been using for years. You know what I mean? He explains it in a way, and like a hidden message through their whole book, you know. And I know some people, they don't get it, okay? I understand some people don't get, you know, I done came up to some people, and they're like, I don't understand that book, just threw it away. But the thing is, once we go there and go read that book, because Napoleon Hill is a genius. I've been looking at a lot of his stuff, and like, you know what, he sounds like me sometimes, because, you know, I'm into the personal development and wealth consciousness. Like, I understand that a lot of people, they think a lot of the guru type stuff, they don't like the guru. But the thing is, you know what I mean, as far as personal development, you need to understand those type of concepts, because it's definitely going to put you on a different level, I would say a spiritual level, on reaching your financial freedom.
Yep.
And it's going to help you take those actions, massive actions.
I
think that book is my favorite.
That's one of my favorites as well, too, Think and Grow Rich, because it focuses on the main thing, which I think success relies on, is the law of the attraction, the law of the universe, and just having faith in God. Having that all in one, I think that's what it, I mean, pretty much that's what Think and Grow Rich is. It's all about your mindset. You create your life with your thoughts. You say you're going to be rich every day, you do the work to do so, you'll be rich. How do you feel about the law of attraction? How has it affected your life?
I think the law of attraction has affected my life in a lot of great ways, because of the simple fact is that it seemed, of course, everything that I thought about is actually happening in some type of shape or form. And I thought when I first started that I would never find anybody to work with, you know what I mean, like pretty much in network marketing. And oh yeah, by the way, your brother's awesome. I really like your brother. I feel like he's an ultimate business partner. I really do. But yeah, I feel like the law of attraction has really helped open me up to people that are like me, people that are attracted to that's just like me. And the more I look on like social media, and I see people following me and stuff like that, I feel like, wow, this stuff is really working, because he sounds just like me. And so I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like law of attraction has really changed a lot of things for me in my personal life and in my business, on pretty much in the way I think, because I look at myself as the law of attraction is working for me in its favor. You know, I make sure that I write down my goals anywhere. You know what I mean? People say write down a piece of paper, but you write down your goals anywhere.
Yes.
Because once you do that, you know, I mean, the law of attraction is definitely going to work in your favor, and you'll be shocked. You might hear something on TV that's saying something that you thought about, and you'd be like, wait a minute, let me change the channel real quick. Did I just think about that the other day? Yeah. That's really how the law of attraction works, you know?
It's so crazy, like, or when you're like, man, I haven't seen so-and-so in forever, then all of a sudden either they're, you see them at the store or they're in your inbox. It's crazy how law of attraction works. And when you really, like, you find it and you realize, oh, that's what it is, you know, people don't understand. We are like magnets, you know, like attract like. You become and attract what you think. People don't, your reality or your current position where you at is because of your past actions that you did. You attract your life and everything that you have in your life right now. And if people realize that and focus on it, woo, this world, I feel, would be a lot different. What do you think?
Yeah, I feel like if a lot of people focus on it and they really believe in their heart that, you know what I mean, law of attraction is really real, I feel like it'll change their life dramatically. And once they understand the cues and the signs, there's signs out there. There's signs out there for everybody. You know what I mean? Once they understand that, they'll understand that, you know, everything is pretty much based upon you. The universe is waiting for you. It's definitely waiting for you to do something.
Yes, it is. It acts upon our energy, and people don't. Gosh, I wish people really focused in on it. And I, when I realized the law of attraction myself, I was just like, wow, it just makes a lot of sense. You know, where I am at today, or where I was before, I really, you know, like you said, I had too many distractions before. I wasn't, you know, we don't all just grow up to be, you know, a guru, or we don't all grow up to be professional network marketers, or I didn't grow up and know I was going to have a radio show. But things just happen in life, and you have to take along and go with it. Les Brown said that within a year, we get 3 to 4 thoughts within the year that can change our lives. But a lot of people spawn their dreams in their lives. And I really wish people can just pursue their passion more, because we all have something, some God-given talent, and a lot of us take it to the grave with us. What's that one quote where the cemetery is the most powerful place because that's where, you know, all the dreams, the story, all the books that could have been written, the inventions, all the stuff.
Yeah, I hear that one.
You know, take it with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, if people really focus in on that, and it's a bigger tune, and that's why I feel like people like you said, my brother, yeah, he's awesome. And it's really funny.
Yeah.
If he's listening, his story, though, he was the most negative Nancy when I first introduced him into network marketing. He's probably listening. He was the most negative person. He's all pyramid scheme, this pyramid, that, and then boom. You know, look at him today. Like you said, he's a sharp individual, and it was in him. You know, he just had to step out of that layer that holds people back, that fear, that familiar zone, you know. And like you said, it's weird how people just come into your life. Like you and my brother, met through social media, right?
Yeah. It just came out of nowhere. Like, who's this guy? You know what I mean? He's all smiley on his pictures. But the way he came up to me, the way he approached me, it was really – that's how you do it. That's exactly how you do it. You don't be pushy or nothing like that. You need to be personable once you connect with people on social media. And, you know, I just looked at the video, and it's like, man, this makes sense. Because the thing is, I was looking for what he had to offer me. I was looking for it. And I felt like that was a law of attraction moment right there.
Yep.
And, yeah, it was just awesome. Yeah, I was like, how long have you been in network marketing? Oh, man, I'm new to this. My sister got me into it. I was like, okay, really? You're killing it right now.
And that's the thing, like, he goes after him, and that's what I said, it's all about your confidence. And then, you know, just going after, like, what's the worst he could have told him was no, or not go back, and then it's on to the next. You know, but law of attraction happens, and boom, you know, I think that's hilarious, actually, that you said that. You said his smiling picture.
Because, see, I meet people. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, go.
Because I meet people online that just be, you know what I mean, they pitch me all day long. Because the thing is, my, you know what I mean, I really don't like to reveal what company I'm in anymore, because, you know, people like to Google up stuff and then they try to associate me with that. But the thing is, I get pitched up all day long. Nobody wants to have a regular conversation, you know what I mean? They just want to they just want to, you know, puke their value on me. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I'm still a person. We can still have a conversation. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to close you. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm not trying to set an appointment. Like, let's just talk and get to know each other. And I just feel like the way your brother did it was really, it was really professional. It really was.
And that's how it should be, because it just, you know, like I said, starting a normal conversation, hey, how are you? What's your name? Where are you from? It always leads to what you're doing anyways, you know, by default. So I hate that, too, being pitched. That's any network marketer just listening. Do not just go and just pitch people all day, because you won't build that long-lasting relationship. Like you said, I'm sure you might, well, we're all business partners, so we'll be doing our next venture together, whatever it is, and you can sustain that. So I think people just need to be more often, a lot more people need to be authentic. People need to, what do you think about people just focusing on the wrong thing? People invest more time, let's say, watching TV, going to the club, complain they don't have enough money, they ain't gotten enough time, but you see them on their timeline with the newest phone, watching Empire. How do you feel about, you know, some of that things, about how people spend their time in their lives today?
I think the thing is that a lot of people trade their time in for money. And I think it's the reason why, is because they don't understand that their time is money. And once they start doing that, they get into this mode where it's like, it's so much, it's the routine that if there's a get out of routine, that it'll mess up. It's like they're pretty much trapped. And so once they start looking at what's going on TV and everything, it's just like, that's just what I do. You know what I mean? I want to be successful at this and I want to do that, but I got to go to work in the morning, or I have to do that, and, you know, that's it, the end. And so it's like they're not taking that time and they're not dreaming. They're not dreaming about what they really would like to do. And so what happens is, They get to this point where we call, you know, paralysis analysis. If they see something, an opportunity that's happening that everybody else is doing, they try to figure it out so much that they don't do anything, and they get still stuck in that program that they're already in. And I feel like that's exactly what they're doing. So they're pretty much, you know, watch the music video. Oh, you know, he doing his thing, and then it's like, you look at them, well, for me, sometimes I look at them like, man, if only they knew there's a whole different side of success. There's a whole different side. There is. You know what I mean?
That is so, and it's the truth, though. And the people, I like to say, I had a show where we're talking about people like to keep up with the Kardashians, I like to say. People like to live beyond their means. People like to impress people who don't care about them. And why? You know, and that's how they end up in the predicaments that they are. That's how they end up broke. That's how they end up with relationships with people who don't care. They only care about what you have. And if people really, and some of the stuff, I'm sorry, it's filth out there. Lord, like some of the things that people are watching, and I can get deeper, but if people only knew how controlled what they have on TV is, you know, I don't know. So I'd be going off on tangents because I'd just be so passionate about it. But it's the truth. I just think people need to wake up. People need to, I just want to just take people and just shake them like, wake up, come on. You know, we're meant to go out and serve each other. So there's so much abundance of wealth. There's abundance of everything out there, but not enough people are going after it. Well, how do you feel about that?
I feel like the reason why they're not going after it is because of fear and they're uncertain. And so once they understand the uncertainty, you know, it creates fear. And the fear pretty much is it creates indecision. And so they work both hand in hand. And so they pretty much got to understand that if they reprogram their brain, they can create anything they want. And I feel like the only way they can do that is to sit there and just meditate for a moment and just think, what do you really want? Do you want this or you want that? And again, uncertainty and fear. They will not be able to make a decision. And so, you know, I agree with what Tony Robbins was saying in one of his videos about the best thing, what you could do with your life. I forget what that was, but he said, just make that decision. So it all starts with the decision that you're going to make. Like, you're going to watch less of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, or you're going to watch you know, you're going to watch something else that's going to help you get you closer to something that's going to stop you from being in this program. You see what I'm saying? Like, or, you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And so I just feel like they got to make a decision, you know what I mean, and stop saying that I don't know or just analyzing it. I don't know. I'm going to find out. And you're not going to do it. Make that decision now.
Exactly. Man, Arnon, you're speaking some really, really great buckets tonight. And I'm sure that for the listeners that are listening, you probably inspired or empowered someone. Is there anybody that, I believe you said that book, That's What Changed Your Mind. Can you say what book it was that really changed your mindset in your life? What is the, who's the person and the book that changed your life?
Let me see. Well, the person that really changed my life, the person in the book that changed my life, or what did you say, the person that changed my life?
Yeah, what's that with it? Was there a person, or what was it? Maybe I should say, what's the one event that really, really changed your mindset to get you where you are today?
I think what really changed my life is just me being homeless. And I know I talk about it a lot, try not to talk about the past a lot, but I really think that me sitting there homeless with nothing, I feel like right there I had nothing to lose. I feel like I was going to cry. I felt like I was going to break down. I felt like I was going to just, you know, lose all consciousness, period. I was going to lose my mind because I feel like I'm back at square one, nothing in my pockets, nothing, and I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm a veteran. It's like I can't do it no more. I'm just going to give up. And I feel like right then and there, I just feel like some type of spiritual guidance guided me to change. It really guided me to change. It's like you're not going to just end your life like this. I feel like somebody was talking to me, telling me that I was not going to end my life like this and just give up. And I feel like the law of attraction had a lot to do with it too. It just started bringing these cues. You know what I mean? Start bringing these cues because I feel like at that moment, I didn't have nothing to lose. I was going to find a way to get out of my situation. And I feel like that was what changed my mindset. It's getting out of my situation, making that decision to actually change and change the people that I'm surrounding myself with. And I feel like more of anything, the thing that made me change was spiritual guidance, spiritual help.
Amen. That is the truth. Well, Arnon, I could just literally probably talk to you all day, right? But I'm really excited that, you know, you came as a guest speaker. And like I said, you dropped some awesome knowledge today to class. You know, before you go, what's the last advice you would give to our listeners today? What would you say?
I would say the last bit of advice I would give is to pretty much, you need to sit down someday and pretty much write down, take two pieces of paper out. On one sheet, put down what you want. What you want in life. Like, seriously, what do you want? One thing. And on the other side, you need to write down exactly what you don't want in your life. And this is for till the end, you know, starting now to the end. What do you want to accomplish in this life? What do you want to be remembered for or stand for in your life? And I feel like once you do that, the law of attraction and death is going to work in your favor. And so I just want everybody to actually meditate on that for 1 second. And then once you do that every day. Write down your I am statements. And create a conscious shift in your mind to start recreating your life if you're not in the place that you want to be. And I feel like you need to do that and get up the next morning, and people who actually do something bad to you, anything like that, don't take it personal. Don't take it personal. And other than that, just live to serve everybody that you can, because we all need self-help. And a lot of people think self-help is a scam, but it's not, you know. So just do that. That's the advice I have, you know.
Well, I appreciate that advice. You know, it's always good to learn from other people. That's one thing, is to always remain as a student to the game, because there's always knowledge out there. Darnell, before you go, go ahead and let everybody know where we can find you, about you, follow you. Go ahead and have your 15 seconds of fame. I'm just kidding.
Well, you can go to my blog at widgetwealthstrategies.com. Go there and read some of the blogs that I have about mindset. Do talk a lot about mindset, network marketing, marketing skills. And you can also find me on Facebook, widgetwealthstrategies.com. No, widgetwealthstrategies. Facebook, widgetwealthstrategies. You know, you'll find me. You know, I'm all over the internet. If you Google up empowerment, you'll find me.
Nice. Well, awesome. Well, class, you heard it. If you guys want to get in contact with this beast, I would definitely advise to do so. We're going places in the future, you guys. So thank you, Arnav, for coming on the show. You've been great. And, of course, I hope we have you again in the future as well on the show. Thank you once again for coming in. Have a good night.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
Thank you. Have a good one. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, you guys. I'm excited. You guys heard it from the best. You heard it from me. You heard it from other people that came on my show. It's about focusing on yourself. It's about investing in yourself and just turning back in on you. So, you guys, we had a really, really great class session today. I hope you guys got some awesome knowledge, took down some notes on how you can be successful in entrepreneurship and network marketing. So, yes, you guys, we'll be back at it again next Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m., and that's Pacific Standard Time. We have more entrepreneurs, more business owners, authors that will be coming on this season on Financial Freedom University. Once again, we are teamed up with the hottest network out there, the Nikki Rich Show, where we're syndicated on over 2.2 million different views across the net. I'm excited. So if you guys want to interview, if you want to go ahead and send me your music, go ahead and send an email to ifinancialfreedomu@gmail.com. You can also find me on my Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at CaliFoma. That's CaliFoma. And class, thanks for sitting through another one. I hope your notepads are full. You guys, be back in class tomorrow. I'm sorry, not tomorrow. Be back in class next week on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. All right, and class is officially dismissed.